here with Harris today. And Harris, what year are you in here at NCW?
I'm in year 13.
Brilliant. And on this particular recording, we're talking all about Ramadan.
Indeed.
What day are we on now?
We are currently on the 28th of Ramadan.
Brilliant. And so how are you feeling on day 28?
We're feeling good. It's been an achievement, and it will be a great achievement to celebrate at the end. That this has been a month we have been able to fast. We've had the ability to fast. Not many people will probably have the ability. Many people will struggle maybe because it's not an easy task.
No.
So it's quite an achievement to be able to keep up with it, to be able to do what we want to do within this month and what is required from us.
Mm. So let's start off with what Ramadan is and what does it mean to the Muslim community?
Okay, that's a brilliant question to start off with. So Ramadan is the ninth month on the Islamic calendar. It's always determined by the moon sighting because the Muslim calendar is based on the moon sighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the month of Ramadan means to the Muslim community, it is to understand that there are people that are less fortunate than us around the world, and that we should understand how it is to feel like to be in their situation, mm-hmm. to understand where what it is to feel like when you don't have any food and water for many days. So that's one of the reasons what it means to the Muslim community. And the second quite significant reason for it is it's a time and it's an occasion to connect with God, because the recitation of the Quran is increased, voluntary prayer is increased, giving charity is increased, all good actions are increased, making society a better place is the one of the key aspects of it. Any bad that is deemed will be tried to be avoided. So things like lying or backbiting, stealing, things like that, we will try and avoid. And we have the aim to continue any good that we do within this month beyond the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. So why is Ramadan a month? Why is it over a period of 1 month?
It's a period over 29 to 30 days, because it's every month on the Islamic calendar is 29 to 30 days, not like the Georgian calendar where you have 1 month which would be 28 days, or you've got various months which are different lengths of days. It is either 29 or 30 days.
Mm-hmm. So do you not eat anything at all? Are there certain times when you will have something to eat?
So fasting is meant from sunrise to sunset. So from sunrise till sunset, you will not drink or eat. And then from any time after, in between that, any time after sunrise to sunset, you can eat and drink.
Ah, and what sort of things have you been having within those times that you can have something to eat and drink?
There's nothing specific that we will associate with opening the fast. Maybe dates is something that we might associate. But we just, anything and everything really, you know, especially maybe not here as much because of time and everything, how stressful sometimes it can be with having to clean up and cook and everything else.
Yeah.
But when it was at home, you know, everything, you know, would be cooked. So everything, you know, you'd get things like samosas and all sorts of different foods.
So that brings me on to my next question about being at a residential school whilst you're practicing Ramadan. So how's that been for you?
It's been not as bad as I thought it was going to be, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've still been able to maintain the fast, and we've still been able to keep to what we want to keep to. Which is a good thing in itself. still being able to practice the voluntary prayers that we pray in this month. We've still been able to recite the Quran like we would have done at home, like we did at home. It's just that obviously we're having to cook for ourselves, clean up, that sort of thing that takes extra time, so we might not be as relaxed as we probably are when we're at home.
And you need to factor that extra time in as well,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, of course.
Are you doing exams at the moment?
Exams, thankfully, are over.
That's good. So when was your last exam?
It was on the Wednesday, the 28th, I think it was, of April.
So was that during Ramadan?
That was during Ramadan, yes.
Yeah, okay. And what was it, sort of, I don't know, is it difficult to like sort of concentrate or focus when you're obviously fasting and you're trying to work or are you used to that now?
I think you get used to it. You know, you have to train your body and your mind, especially those first few days when you start, because the first and second day might be a little bit difficult. Mm. But after that, your body gets used to it, and you have to train your body and your mind to get used to it, because that is what you're going to have to do for the next whatever many days you're going to be studying for.
Yeah. So going back to sort of about Ramadan then, are there any sort of, are there any people who would not do Ramadan or would be exempt from doing it
this time? That's a good question. There are a few groups of people. The first group of people are those who are extremely ill people. You know, they're always on medication. And they struggle with many day-to-day tasks, you know, with things like walking or eating or drinking, for example. They would be exempt from it. Those that are... so any pregnant woman, they would be exempt from it. Children under the age of puberty, because fasting becomes obligatory upon a Muslim from the age of puberty. So a lot of children at young age, they, you know, from 11, 12, are started to be encouraged to maybe keep one or two just to feel what it's going to be like.
Kind of ease into it a little
bit. Yes, and those that cannot fast or are exempt from it, they should give food, or they should give charity, or give something in the way so that that amount can be given to someone who has a fast or is keeping a fast, and they can break their fast.
So how will you celebrate Eid, which is
Eid? Tomorrow is the 29th of Ramadan, 29th night. So tomorrow night the moon will be sighted. If the moon is sighted, then Thursday will be Eid. If the moon is not sighted, then 30 days of fasting will be completed and Eid will be on Friday.
Okay. So it can change then, depending on, obviously...
It's dependent on the moon sighting, but it's always 29 or 30 days. It's just that last day that's always dependent on whether it's going to end on tomorrow, 29 days, or whether we do an extra day, which would be the Thursday.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen until the fast opens, obviously.
Okay. So how will you celebrate then? What do you normally do? What plans do you have?
Usually, if it wasn't COVID era, then a lot of communities get together, big festivals all up and down the country. But obviously, within the last 2 years, that has been restricted because of the COVID restrictions.
Mm.
But this year, it is looks better than last year. Because this year we can still meet up outside. So next week Eid can continue up to 5 to 6 days. And, you know, by then people will be allowed to meet inside and there will be bigger... People will be able to meet up into bigger groups. So it's not all that bad compared to last year. usually what happens is an Eid prayer is performed on the day of Eid.
Mm-hmm.
And or the community will get together and then they will pray the Eid prayer, and then after that they will supplicate and they will ask for the forgiveness of sins, and charity is also given so that people around the world that may not have a good Eid like we do they can have a good Eid from money that we give to charity. And then usually the tradition is that a lot of the family, they tend to get together. You know, food is usually cooked, lots of feasts are made around places, I think. Nice. Is probably the best way to describe it. People dress up in new clothes, gifts are exchanged between children and everyone, houses are usually decorated. A lot of people that may not usually get time off work usually get time off work at this time of year. In many majority Muslim countries across the world, just like on Christmas Day, the shops will be closed for a public holiday.
So definitely something to look forward to then.
Definitely, yeah.
So is there like a particular phrase or saying that you sort of celebrate with, or?
Yes, so a greeting is also made once the Eid moon is sighted. Then everyone will, you know, they will use the greeting Eid Mubarak.
And what does that translate to?
Happy Eid.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Awareness is definitely needed because we are 1.6, 1.7 billion in population across the world.
Yeah.
And there is not enough awareness.
Mm.
We're about making society a good place.
Yeah. Great stuff. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today, Harris.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to end the podcast now.